Hello and welcome to the EIC Scaling Club podcast, where we share interesting insights from leading European deep tech entrepreneurs, investors, and industry experts. You've come to the right place. Now sit back and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, thank you for tuning in. This is Robin Wouters from TechEU and the EIC Scaling Club. I am sitting down here in Brussels today with Martin Kern. He is the director of the EIT, the European Institute for Innovation and Technology. Did I get that right, Martin?
Absolutely, and welcome to the EIT Summit, which is our flagship event and where we take stock of our achievements and discuss both the present and the future of the EIT community.
Fantastic to be here. Thank you for hosting. I can't imagine that a lot of listeners don't know what the EIT is, but I'm still going to explain. Well, let you explain a little bit. So give us the elevator pitch. What is EIT?
Yeah, so EIT by now is Europe's largest innovation ecosystem, and we're of course quite proud of that because it has grown into that not overnight, but in the last 14 years since the first operation started in 2010. We deliver our innovation activities and education activities through knowledge and innovation communities, which are focused on the big societal challenges. So by now we have 9 of these knowledge and innovation communities tackling climate change, sustainable energy, digitalization, food, health, raw materials, manufacturing, urban mobility, and since last year also culture, creativity. So it's very rich ecosystems by themselves, and each of them delivers on their societal challenges, but of course it's also grown together into a very, very powerful community, because often also innovation happens at the margins of those challenges and those kicks. So what EIT does as an EU body, EU agency, is develop the model and supervise and also provide funding to this knowledge and innovation communities. So that's in a nutshell. Now, probably more interesting than what we have achieved. So in those 14 years, we supported over 8,000 companies, startups, helped them to grow. And this means accelerator business creation programs from the very early phase. So first ideas, someone who has an idea, wants to turn it into a company or innovation, to scaling up, to actually helping companies grow, helping them to find investors, public, private, and to become European leaders. And 8 unicorns have already been supported by the EIT at various stages. The model has some specificities, and we try to explain that at the summit today, and focusing on the commonalities of each of those knowledge innovation communities, because they really cover the whole innovation chain and ecosystem. So we have education activities, which initially were mostly at universities, technology skills combined with entrepreneurship skills, so to have students become entrepreneurs, but by now have grown into skill programs. The latest additions have been a Deep Tech Talent Initiative, where we committed a year ago, actually a bit more than a year ago at our last summit, to train 1 million tech talents across Europe on deep tech skills, because obviously the national education and skill systems often cannot provide so fast. So it makes sense to do an extra effort at European level. And more recently, also the European Battery Alliance Academy and the European Solar Academy, which actually we launched officially today.
Great. We're going to talk more about this in a second. I do want to come back to the Deep Tech Talent Initiative, which, as you mentioned, has been around for a little over a year. I'm quite interested in this because, of course, we have a shortage of skilled people in Europe, especially when it comes to deep tech. But how do you define which skills to develop and where to develop them, and how do you concretely help get to that 1 million number? Because that's obviously a very ambitious goal.
Yeah. So we built, of course, on what we have, but we realized EIT community itself doesn't do it on the sufficient scale. So we also opened up. What does that mean? So we have, of course, done deep tech skills programs as EIT community from the beginning, in EIT Digital, in others. The definition of deep tech, you find it on our website, EIT Deep Tech Talent Initiative, is quite broad. So we define it, but we keep it broad and open because new technologies, new deep tech technologies also also come. And then we put out a pledge saying we're already doing that at the EIT community, but we would like to scale up. And we invited companies, universities, training providers, but also those who want to provide funding in this field to come forward and to join this Deep Tech Talent Initiative. So it's really opening up, scaling up of what we already do with the purpose to reach that higher number, but also to have a possibility at European level to exchange best practices. Because maybe in Estonia you find a fantastic deep tech talent training program in one area, which could be, with a bit of effort, easily replicated in other countries in Europe, and like that, reach the scale. So we provide some incentives, but very little. It's mostly a platform for companies to come on board. It's proven very successful since we launched it 16 months ago at the last EIT Summit. We now have 770,000 talents pledged, so organizations from the EIT community or almost 100 new ones that joined this initiative saying we're going to do this by 25, and already well over 100,000 trained. So today I'm optimistic that by the end of next year we achieve this goal, and of course it's going to be a fantastic learning experiment to build on. So that's been a great success. And now on top, if I can mention that, we also have these academies that are more sectoral, like the battery, the solar academy. We hope there come more. We heard that on stage this morning, to respond to the net zero act of the EU, and to help in strategic priority sectors, the EU to become carbon neutral. So we deliver skills training in those fields.
Yeah, fantastic. You mentioned the Solar Academy a few times already in Battery Alliance. I do want to give you the opportunity to talk a little bit more about Solar Academy, because that's what was announced this morning in the presence of Bertrand Piquet, which is quite an impressive speaker to get on stage, and also very inspiring. How did this come about, and how do you think it will make a difference?
Yeah, it comes clearly out of the context of strategic sectors that are key for Europe to also build its own industry, and of course to ultimately reach the climate targets that we have. And I think solar together with wind energy are decisive for making that happen. And of course at the moment we're still quite dependent on importing solar technology from China, because at the moment that's often produced more cheaply or efficiently there for various reasons. So to build also a European industry, we don't just need the technology, but we also need the people, the skills for that. So that's the base idea. And we got a mandate from the European Commission to deliver in this field skills training, as we already do that through EIT InnoEnergy, one of our 9 communities in the battery field. So that's another sector now in the solar field where we will train talents to kind of master the technologies, but hopefully also create champions, companies, support SMEs and industry with skilled talents. That's behind it. So we start with 4 million euros that come from another EU program, not from the EIT's own budget. So we got an additional mandate because of our positive reputation, and we hope that we can expand that and deliver that. We got this mandate in October, formalized it in November, and already have a call out. So we hope even by March to have in place the partners that can start to deliver that. So I think that's also something that EIT is very fast and agile. And that, of course, makes us good delivery instruments.
Yeah, that's great. You mentioned the European Commission. If I'm not mistaken, you spent quite a decent chunk of your career working for the Commission before joining EIT. Now, within the Commission, of course, is the EIC, European Innovation Council, EIC Fund, as well, which we're also backed by, of course. What's your relationship, or what's the relationship between EIT and EIC today? Because I know how it was in the past and how it sort of changed. But how would you describe it today?
So we cooperate already with the EIC since its pilot phase, but more formally since the beginning of 21, so since the beginning of this financial perspective, because the two instruments are complementary. In a simplified way, EIC is more focused on this early phase pathfinder and accelerator, so financial financial support for innovation projects and startups, often also bigger tickets, whereas EIT's approach is based on these innovation communities, the ecosystem, and to give the innovators whatever they need at whatever stage. So there is a base complementarity. So we started to cooperate right from the beginning with an MOU to create synergies. And we have progressed quite a lot on that in the last 3 years. There's certainly more that can be done in this cooperation, but you will see even today we have a common price, and we also have links between the accelerator programs of the KICS, the knowledge innovation communities of the EIT, with the EIC, because of course from a European perspective we should support innovators which whatever we can to become successful in Europe. So we want to build on this cooperation and further expand it, and already now I think we have some good success stories. I think 25% of companies that succeed in the EIC accelerator have been supported by the EIT before. So there is this base cooperation potential.
Fantastic. Final question, and I know it's kind of like choosing your favorite child. But from the 9 KICS that you have in place today, which one are you the most bullish about? Which one do you think will have the most impact?
That's hard to say, because I think already comparing impact in the health sector with the energy sector or with culture, creativity is extremely difficult. Also, there are different stages of the life cycle. Right now, we're very proud that the first 3 KICS, EIT InnoEnergy, EIT Climate KIC, EIT Digital, reach not only the end of the EIT funding cycle of 15 years, and they've done fantastic in terms of impact they created, but they're sustainable. So they will continue activities without the EIT funding, which is some very special part of our model. So I would at this moment highlight those 3 simply because they're around longest, they're still highly relevant, energy, digital, climate, and we have a great achievement with them.
That's fair enough. Thank you so much for your time, Martin, and congratulations on putting up a great event.
Thanks a lot. My pleasure.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the EIC Scaling Club podcast. For more interesting insights on European deep tech, subscribe to our podcast, YouTube channel, and our newsletter on eicscalingclub.eu. See you.